This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. NATO on Sunday criticized Vladimir Putin for what it called his, quote, dangerous and irresponsible nuclear rhetoric a day after the Russian president said he planned to station tactical nuclear weapons in Belarus. Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber reports.
Ukraine's foreign ministry on Sunday called for an extraordinary meeting of the UN Security Council and for the international community to take decisive measures to prevent Russia's use of nuclear weapons. Washington played down concerns. White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said the U.S. had seen no sign that Putin had moved any nuclear weapons. Meanwhile, Ukrainian forces have managed to blunt Russia's offensive in and around the embattled eastern city of Bakhmut, the scene of brutal fighting in the last few months.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber. Tens of thousands of Israelis have poured into the streets across the country in a spontaneous outburst of anger after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu abruptly fired his defense minister for challenging the Israeli leader's judicial overhaul plan. Protesters in Tel Aviv blocked a main highway and lit large bonfires Sunday, while police scuffled with protesters outside Netanyahu's private home in Jerusalem. The unrest deepened a months-long crisis over Netanyahu's plan to overhaul the judiciary. North Korea fired two short-range ballistic missiles toward waters off its eastern coast, adding to a recent flurry in weapons tests. The launches early Monday precede the deployment by the United States of an aircraft carrier strike group to neighboring waters to step up military exercises with South Korea. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Help has begun pouring into one of the poorest regions in the United States, the Mississippi Delta in the country's south, after a deadly tornado killed and injured dozens of people and flattened entire communities. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Families are grieving, homeless, and facing years of displacement. But the federal government is helping.
That's what we're here to do.
FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell toured the damage this weekend, vowing help is there.
Going door to door into these communities, helping people register for assistance.
Like Wonder Bolden, who's lost her home and possessions.
It's nothing real funny.
Volunteers are helping too, like Jared Kunze of Alabama, who was stunned by what he saw.
The town's devastated. Trash, trees, houses, homes.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump used an election rally in Texas over the weekend to rail against prosecutors pursuing him with criminal investigations. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Trump's former attorney, Michael Cohen, says he paid $130,000 to the performer Stormy Daniels to buy her silence over what she says was a sexual affair with the Republican candidate. Cohen says he was reimbursed by Trump, who marked the hush money payment as legal fees. Legal experts say Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg may believe that falsified business record was an attempt to conceal a campaign law violation. Trump denies the affair, maintains his innocence, and says the probe is a partisan witch hunt.
Is something straight out of the Stalinist Russian horror show?
A grand jury in New York could vote on criminal charges against Trump this week.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. An increased number of travelers in Germany boarded trains and planes on Sunday, a day before a major one-day strike that aims to bring the country's transportation system to a standstill. AP correspondent Sarah Naffa reports.
Munich Airport has already shut down because of the impending strike on Monday, and technical problems affecting German airline Lufthansa in Frankfurt led to flight delays and cancellations at the country's biggest airport. Munich Airport, the country's second busiest, said that the Verdi Union was hitting it with 2 days of strikes, and it has no regular passenger or cargo flights on either Sunday or Monday. A total of 1,500 connections were affected, and takeoffs and landings were only possible for emergency humanitarian flights. German unions have called on thousands of workers across the country's transportation system to stage strikes, as employees in many sectors are seeking hefty raises to reflect persistently high inflation. I'm Sarah Naffa.
Follow us on the VOA mobile app or online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.